As we continue the devotional in the book of Psalms, especially in the 15 chapters from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134, we call this the Song of Degrees or the Song of Ascents. Here in Psalm 129, we learn that they recalled about God's righteousness that they experienced even when they were in severe hardships before, when they were slaves in Egypt or their forefathers were slaves in Egypt. So, good morning. Welcome to our God's Word for Today devotional. And let me read to us our chapter today, Psalm 29, verses 1 to 8. Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, greatly have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He has cut the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward. Let them be like the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not feel his hand, nor the binder of sheaves his arms. Nor those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Recalling their sorrows when they were in bondage in Egypt, the travelers recalled these days of the nation's sufferings when they were in their youth. This refers back to their slavery in Egypt. The writer described here that their backs had been whipped and severely bruised as slaves. Let's read that in verse 1 to 3. Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, greatly have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. This has also a messianic inference or implication, because this describes also the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ when Jesus was beaten and whipped so that his back was like plowed with deep furrows because of severe whipping from the Roman barbaric torture. We recognize that this might have a reference also to what happened to Jesus during the time that he was bruised and whipped by his enemies. So twice repeated here, greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. So the sufferings in Egypt was the cause that the people cried before the Lord and the Lord heard them. When they cried before the Lord because of severe persecutions from their enemies, the Lord heard them because as they reason out, God is righteous. So it means that God won't allow wrong to thrive. God cannot close his eyes towards evil and wickedness. God is righteous. He cannot be unrighteous. He cannot be doing evil, and he will not tolerate evil. He will allow us to have some hardships as his children, some difficulties, but never will it, God will do this out of harm or out of evil intentions. So that they were so confident that God will save them from slavery and set them free. Verse 4, the Lord is righteous. He has cut the cords of the wicked. They cannot cut the cords of the wicked. Only God can do it. Salvation and deliverance only belongs to the Lord. However, the enemy is relentless. They hated the Jews and troubled them, so that the traveler here prays that God will turn back their enemies, that he will make them wither as stalks of grass and die under the sun. The description here is, let them be put to shame and turn backward. Let them be like the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up. Now, if we put a stalk or a grass on, at the rope top, it's directly under the sun, the scorching heat of the sun. It will wither very soon, sooner than expected. And it will just fall into the ground and nobody will take care and and nobody will just pay attention to it. Just like how he described here in verse 7, with which the reaper does not feel is his hand, and the binder of sheaves his arms. Nobody will bother them. The Lord will see to it that the destruction of the enemy is overwhelming, so that they are left without friends and have no one to help them. That's why in verse 8, this caused them to bless God. Nor those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. So when we are experiencing or we had some troubles in life, even from wicked and oppressive people who just do evil and harm to people who are vulnerable, who cannot fight back to them, let's remember, God is righteous. The Lord is righteous. He is too holy to behold evil. God is too holy that he will tolerate evil. Perhaps the judgment of the Lord would not be immediate, but it will be sure. As the saying goes, the judgment of the Lord is like a meal. It might be moving slowly but surely. Yes, we will be able to see this to those who are shaming the name of God, those who go against God, because God is righteous. So let's be patient. Let's bring everything unto the Lord in prayer. And as somebody says, when we are oppressed, when we are accused wrongly, just like the Jews when they experienced and they suffered slavery, and God allowed it, they just prayed before the Lord. Somebody says, I don't need to bring the case into the court of man, which I have brought already in the court of God to prayer. Yes, when we pray, we are bringing the case into the presence of God. And God is the judge. God is a righteous judge. May it be that we will have always this truth. We remember this all the time, so that we'll not take things on our hands. That God will teach us how to be patient. God will teach us how to be tolerant, not to condone evil, but to trust that God is too wise and too righteous. He will not allow evil to thrive. Whatever the situation you are in, perhaps you are in a very toxic situation in relationships, whether domestically at home or in the office or in your workplaces, let's remember, the Lord is righteous. The Lord won't allow this evil to go on without him doing something, because our God is righteous. And if you are a child of God, the Lord does not want that any unrighteousness, and eventually he will deal with this. Perhaps not immediately here, but sometime in the future, everyone will face before him through that judgment. And he will reward accordingly to those who are faithful and true to him. But he will condemn those who go against him. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for another reminder from your word this morning. We pray that this will stay in our hearts, Lord. Thank you that the experience of the Jews, you allow them to suffer this slavery for hundreds of years until Moses came to deliver them, to save them. But thank you, Lord, because you are our prayer hearing and prayer answering God. Lord, when we have hardships, it's easy to say that we should abide in you silently and calmly, so that we will just believing and rest upon you, Lord, in your promise. But there are many times, Lord, that we become restless. We are affected emotionally. Lord, we pray that you'll strengthen us. May you just place us in the hollow of your hand. Thank you that you are our refuge, a very pleasant help in times of trouble. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.